This is the Trade Radio Podcast, brought to you by NAB, proudly fortifying Australia since 2002.
Simon, welcome to you. Always exciting when you add young talent to your list, and you've got another Cordy at the footy club.
Yes, thanks, Tristan. Yeah, look, terrific result to pick him up late in the draft, so happy to have him on board.
You must have been happy where you managed to snag him.
Bit surprised, yeah. So it, probably went out a bit longer than we thought. So, yeah, definitely a good result.
What pick were you sort of budgeting on using him heading into this morning's meeting?
25.
Yeah, okay. So had you thought there'd been enough rival interest to a bid to come that early, and do you think you would have matched it at that pick?
We would have. Look, we weren't sure on the interest. We didn't really worry about it too much, just tried to weigh up where we rated him in the draft and went with it.
He's missed a bit of footy at times throughout the year. He obviously had a hamstring injury last week during the combine. Mm. Where do you see his best footy coming and playing? And obviously he's got some really good traits as a key defender.
Yeah, look, we see him as probably a third defender to start off with. Then that can develop into being a key defender. He's got really long reach, competitive, and yeah, we see that he can, once he puts on a bit more weight, that he can develop into a key defender. We've had him in our program for 3 years, so we've done a lot of work with him. His core strength, he's really improved. So it's, yeah, look, it's a really good endorsement for our staff who have put a lot of time in with Zane.
Which is great to see. We congratulate Zane Cordy and the Cordy clan as they can get set to just head to the Bulldogs games and not just traverse the countryside. Kel going to Falcons games, Bulldogs games from time to time.
Geelong College as well.
Yep, so it's all happening. Hey, Simon, Jason McCartney's spoken about the jostling for position up the top end of the draft and made it fairly clear, it seems, that you're looking to get your hands on Paddy McCartan. From your talk so far with other clubs, how do you think that might play out in terms of upgrading to pick two or thereabouts?
Oh, look, it's you never really know today. You have a lot of discussions, but look, not a lot comes out of it actually today. Look, we're trying to improve our position, but we're also realistic that it might be difficult, and you know, we're happy to go to the draft with pick five or six, whatever it turns out.
As you say, you've got pick five or six, but you've also got two picks in the 20s now. You've got pick 25 and you acquire pick 26 as a result of the free agency compensation with Sean Higgins departing. Do you think there's any chance you'd be able to bundle them up to move up? And do you think any other clubs ahead of you early on in the draft, the Saints, the D's, the Giants and the Lions, might be tempted at something like that?
I think maybe one of them might be, but you know, it's very competitive. There's other clubs with multiple picks inside 20 as well, so which might change depending on trades. So look, it's yeah, it's a chance, but I would say probably unlikely.
Now, you might have had a little bit of pressure on you this morning from rival clubs because you did put your hand up to bid for Darcy Moore. Mm. How much attention and focus has been on Darcy Moore from rivals over the last couple of weeks, just willing you to use that pick five bid to make Collingwood pay the price?
The odd comment or two, yeah. But not too much. Look, we certainly were very keen on Darcy. You know, we did a lot of work through his school, through the Oakley Chargers. And we were really comfortable picking him at pick five. Didn't focus in too much about what Collingwood were going to do. It was more where we assessed him in the draft, and that was our focus, and happy to pick him at five. So that's the way it went.
Simon Dalrymple, recruiting manager from the Western Bulldogs, joining us on Trade Radio across all AFL platforms. Simon, we're just talking about the need to bridge a gulf when it does exist between young players and the really older players on a list on the verge of retirement. And it's been a fascinating look at your list over recent seasons and how you've managed to do that. How much focus goes into it? How much work in identifying prospects from other clubs, the likes of Kobe Stevens, and finally executing it?
Look, yeah, there is a lot. Jason McCartney obviously heads that side of it up, so he does a truckload of work, watching hundreds of games during the course of the year, a lot of follow-up on players with managers and so forth. So it does. You're constantly looking at your list. It's a moving target in terms of guys retiring, guys wanting to go to other AFL clubs. So we're constantly doing that, and hopefully you just want to keep bringing good players to your club.
You've attracted, obviously, Zane Cordy. He's in. That's done. That's a nice little one to tuck away later in the draft. And obviously, people keep mentioning the need for a key forward at some point. Do you need any other areas of improvement? What is there any other focuses for you a little bit later in the draft in terms of, is it outside speed, or is there any other focuses for the club?
Look, there is probably another key defender. Might be an area that we might look to. Also taking into account that the key defenders do take time, so it might be more mature one, just to give our younger defenders a chance to mature. But obviously the key forwards are a priority, but we won't be picking for needs early in the draft. It'll be very much best player available. Clubs that have done that in the past, there's been plenty of examples where it hasn't worked, and I'm a big believer in that you go best player and then you can complement your players with through free agency and trades.
There was a forward that was also eligible as a father-son prospect in Jaden Foster. You didn't choose to nominate him this week. Is he still a chance if he gets through the rookie draft, the club will consider him?
Yes, he is. Yeah, certainly had that conversation with Jaden last week, and we just felt that where he was at the moment, we needed to just see how many selections we have in the draft, then reassess that post-draft and go through the rookie draft, and how many rookie picks we'll have is still up in the air, so we'll weigh all that up. But Jaden's definitely still in the mix.
Simon, any interest in Christian Jacks? Made it known that he wants to return to Victoria. You talk about the need for a key position, forwards and defenders. 2 years in the system. Nice little boost, I would have thought, if you can get your hands on him.
Look, we certainly know Christian well. We did a lot of work on him in his 18th year, and he's got connections through some of our players who went to school with him. Where he probably sits in terms of our picks, that we don't think it's a realistic option. Mm-hmm. So, there hasn't been any contact made at all.
I must be happy with... We spoke about father-sons at length off the top of the broadcast. You'd be happy with your crop that you got?
Look, it has been it's been really beneficial to the club, from Mitch Wallace to Liberatore to Lockie Hunter, and now obviously Zane complimenting his brother Ace. That it's been a focus over the last 5 years that we've invested in that program, and we think we've got some good outcomes. Yeah.
Finally, Simon, we're grateful for your time. Are you confident that you'll get a deal involving Liam Jones over the line?
Look, we're a fair way apart at the minute, so, key forwards who have dominated state league footy don't grow on trees, so we're certainly, not going to just give up Liam for not without getting the adequate reward for him, so, yeah, still a lot of work to go there.
Simon, sometimes a thankless task, often a lonely existence when you're on the road as a recruiter. Really appreciate your time today. Good luck with your upcoming draft and trade dealings, and we'll catch up with you down the track here on Trade Radio.